Don't forget, you can sign up. We still have just a couple of slots left for the Dannon Parks 4th Annual Cornhole Tournament. It is this Saturday at Serve in Overland Park. All the proceeds go to benefit the KC Pet Project. Every single dime that we raise through your generosity. You can register your cornhole team at kmbz.com.
Well, I hope everyone's sitting down because a top chess player has been disqualified.
Oh, my word.
After a burner phone was discovered in a bathroom.
There we go!
Okay. Say that.
It wasn't weights and fish, Scott. It was a burner phone in the bathroom. Kirill Shevchenko, common spelling, a grandmaster representing Romania, has been accused of getting assistance from a computer in the middle of his game.
Okay.
He's been expelled from the event in Spain. He's accused of cheating by using a phone during bathroom breaks between moves.
Checkmate.
Not so fast.
Eyebrows were raised when Shevchenko had been going to the restroom for extended periods of time during the games.
When you gotta poop, you gotta poop.
How many times has he pooped?
He's got GI issues.
Officials started searching the stalls he was using and found a phone, which could have been used to get help from a computer program, showing him which maneuvers to go to next.
See, the other method that we've talked about in the past is much more sneaky.
Doesn't it involve a shoe?
It involves a certain item that is remote controlled that you put in your shoe. That item is something that we cannot describe.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
On the radio.
So the phone found in the bathroom, the mystery deepens, if you will.
Of course.
The phone found in the bathroom had a handwritten note on it saying, "Do not touch. This telephone has been left here, so the owner may answer it at night."
Okay. What?
This phone is not a burner phone used for cheating in the sport of chess.
First of all, it's not a sport. 5-minute timeout.
The handwriting was similar to Mr. Shevchenko's, and the ink resembled the ink of a pen that he had used in the past.
So why is it that when you hear about cheating in actual sports, like baseball and football, mm-hmm. like the Astros banging the trash can or Deflategate with Tom Brady, et cetera, mm-hmm. the world is just aghast. And it's like, oh, my God, how could they? Mm-hmm. They're cheating. This is just crazy talk. But then when we got people cheating in fishing or chess, mm-hmm. I have a completely different take, and it's that they're just gigantic nerds.
Cheating is not unknown, by the way, in the chess world.
Is there a community of chess players?
Yes, there is, Scott. And one of the highest profile incidents in recent years, you will recall, happened in St. Louis a couple of years ago.
That was the...
The toe tapping.
Well, it wasn't tapping.
It was toe vibrating.
Was a shocking story.
They were using a device often found at a Cirilla's.
That is correct, yeah.
In Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To provide tips on... Which move to make.
We'll keep our eyes on that
Which,
story.
By the way, has to be an intricate system in and of itself.
What happens? Oh.
How do you identify what move you're supposed to make by the series of shakes coming from your shoe?
What they were saying in this burner phone in the bathroom with the note on it that said, "Do not touch, this is not for cheating in chess," is that he would leave to use the restroom for extended periods of time and then come back and then just rapidly make several rapid fire maneuvers without even thinking. Well, he was a little too adept.
Need to make the moves before I forget them.
It's just
obviously.
Maneuvers.
Dorks.
Still a bigger fan of the item in the shoe.
So are many people, Sam. Leave it there.
I feel like we're rapidly coming to a point where they're just going to put the chess athletes in diapers.
You mean scholars?
And you have to sit there with no shoes and no clothes on, and you cannot get up to go to the bathroom.
I think that would be fine.
But naked chess?
Well, I'm telling you right now, and I know I've shared this story with you before.
Naked chess.
It's
getting weirder by the minute.
One of the most competitive things I have ever been involved in my life is beauty pageants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm telling
you. You want to talk about athletes?
I am telling you right now.
Cutthroat, baby.
It is cutthroat. I have only judged two beauty pageants in my entire life. Miss Missouri, 1 year. Miss Nebraska, another year. Mm-hmm. And they have all the judges in a room. And before they bring in the ladies, because you have to do an interview with them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember one time in Nebraska, there was this one young lady from small town, USA. I can't remember what town she was from. And normally, you know, there's a lot of training that goes in. And I'm not mocking pageantry. I found it fascinating. But a lot of these young ladies are, you know, of course, they're beautiful. They're in great shape.
Have great GPAs.
Yeah. And they train them on, like, how to do interview little one-on, because you had to interview every single one for 5 minutes.
Yep.
And most of them are bubbly and they're very energetic and excited and outgoing. There was one gal in Nebraska. Oh, she was dumber than a box of rocks.
Oh.
And I've, you know, as a trained, graduated journalist from one of the great journalism schools in America, I've always prided myself on the ability to carry on a conversation with even people I don't know. I mean, we got to about 2 minutes in. I'm like,
you're looking at your watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are we going here? But anyway, one of the things that they would always tell us before the gals came in was, do not talk when you go to the bathroom. Do not talk to another judge. Do not talk to anyone.
No looking over at the urinal.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Just go to the restroom and don't say a word in the bathroom.
Yep.
I'm like, why? Because the dads will follow you in.
Wait, did you just compare urinal peeping to bathroom chatter?
No, that's what they were saying. You're not supposed to do that.
Well, every guy knows that you're not supposed to urinal peep. I mean, that's how you get into a fight. But anyway, the dads would come in, and if two judges went in together, oh, that's prime. And so dads would go flocking into the bathroom pretending they had to take
a... Are you serious?
I swear to God. Swear to God. And they would go in there to listen to see if... And for the women judges, if they went into a bathroom, the moms would follow them in just to see if they could get any information about who you liked, why you liked them. You know, I thought number 14 was a real superstar. Love the way she answered some of those questions. She's beautiful, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. They would follow you in to get any possible tip they could get.
See, now I would take that information and start making things up.
Like, not go, actually go back out there and go, they said your daughter was ugly.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest. They said your daughter is ugly.
Dumber than a box of rocks, I tell you what.
She was, man. God dang.
Did we hold that one back a couple grades?
Let's just say she didn't. I'm not kidding you when I tell you all the girls in Nebraska had showed up in these beautiful dresses and everything, and their hair was all done up. This gal walked in, I'm kidding you not, with, they weren't sweatpants, but they were like a grade above
casual
sweatpants.
Casual wear. Let's call it casual wear.
And I'll never forget UGG boots.
Huh?
And I'm like, ooh. Let's just say she did not advance to the next round.
God.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.